Kumbas!
Dave Wright is calling in the cows.
It's kumbas. Kumbas, but you get lazy and just kumbas, right?
Kumbas!
We're on his ranch near Ewing in north central Nebraska, kumbas! Where he and his son Isaac graze around 400 cows and their calves. The national beef herd is down to the size it was in 1951, and Wright has noticed the same thing you probably have in the grocery store. Beef is more expensive, which has people switching to chicken and pork. To raise more cattle and perhaps bring down meat prices, ranchers need more pasture. The trouble for many ranchers is grass has grown expensive. Dave Wright drives me to the edge of his ranch, bouncing over snowdrifts and yucca plants. We get out of the truck to look at a neighboring pasture.
Kind of looks like this one, only it's on that side of the fence, you know. You know, the grass isn't necessarily greener over there. It's still grass.
But when it sold last year, you would have thought it was prime real estate. Wright went to the auction, hoping to pick up one section or another, but he couldn't compete.
In 2000, you know, I had bought pasture for $200 an acre. And in 2013, this pasture here that we're looking at across the fence over there sold for $1,500 an acre. Just an incredible, incredible price.
Pasture prices have been booming, especially in states like Kansas and the Dakotas, or Nebraska, where a state survey showed the value of grazing lands went up 24% last year, around 40% in some parts. Cropland is still more valuable, but Mike Fritz, editor of the Farmland Investor Letter, says pasture is catching up for a couple reasons.
So Mike, call it a perfect storm where you have less grass available, and now there's a time where there's a lot of competition both to get control of grass, either buying it or releasing it.
Before we talk about competition, let's cover why there's less grass. Mike Fritz says you can trace it to the boom in corn prices. Across the Midwest, millions of acres of grassland were plowed under to raise crops.
See, a lot of this land that has been converted to cropland was marginal land. You know, it has sloping soils or poor soils that aren't really productive for crops. So when prices are really high for grains, it's probably more profitable to grow crops on it.
More corn and soybeans means less grass for cows, and it's right at the time when ranchers want to expand. Drought caused ranchers to cull their herds, pushing up prices for remaining cattle. Now many ranchers are grabbing up grass to raise more calves to sell next year, calves that might show up at Richard Shrunk's sale barn. Shrunk runs the Shamrock Livestock Market in O'Neill, Nebraska.
Never probably in the history of the cattlemen have they made as much money as they've made right now. Calves bringing probably, average $1,500, per calf, It wasn't too long ago, a $700-$800 calf was quite a calf, And they're making double that.
Shrunk handles some real estate on the side. He subleases pasture he rents from local landowners.
I have people call me all the time wanting grass. I mean, I wouldn't know how many acres I could rent if I had it. It would be unbelievable how much you could rent out.
And all that interest is bidding up prices. There are places where the cattle herd has more room to grow. You can start with Texas and Oklahoma. They cut back herd numbers by the millions because of drought. They'll bounce back as pastures recover. But ranchers like Dave Wright are selling calves at the highest prices of their careers. At a time when you would think he's banking profits, that's not necessarily the case.
We have a lot of money come in our hands, and we have a lot of money exit our hands. The trick is to, how do we get some of it to stay in our pocket?
You may be paying more than you're used to for that hamburger. That's how ranchers feel about what they're paying for pasture. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.